This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. U.S. Labor Secretary Alex Acosta defended his actions concerning a plea deal for billionaire Jeffrey Epstein on Wednesday. We get details from AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
Labor Secretary Alex Acosta says in 2008, when he was U.S. attorney in South Florida, he and his prosecutors prevented local prosecutors from letting billionaire Jeffrey Epstein walk on sex trafficking charges.
Letting what the state attorney was ready to do go forward would have been absolutely awful.
Acosta says just a threat of federal charges forced Epstein to a state plea deal that included some jail time and being labeled a sex offender. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Meanwhile, another accuser has emerged in the sexual abuse case against Jeffrey Epstein. AP's Sagar Meghani has details.
Jennifer Arose says it happened at Epstein's Manhattan mansion in 2002 when she was 15.
He raped me. Forcefully raped me.
After months of giving him massages that often led to sex acts.
He had no intentions of stopping, and that's what he wanted, that's what he got.
Arose tells NBC's Today show she never reported the rape.
I was just too scared. I didn't really want to go, you know, public with it.
She's now filed court papers ahead of suing him. Epstein pleaded not guilty this week to federal charges that do not include Arose's allegations. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The triumphant U.S. women's national soccer team was honored Wednesday by the city of New York with a parade through Lower Manhattan. Construction workers, motorcyclists, and little girls waving flags greeted the team members. The U.S. women won their second straight World Cup title and their fourth overall with a 2-0 victory over the Netherlands last Sunday in France. For more, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Britain's ambassador to the United States, Kim Derrick, handed in his resignation on Wednesday. As Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reports, the resignation came after President Donald Trump became infuriated by Derrick's characterization of the Trump administration as inept and incompetent.
Derrick's memos were leaked to a British newspaper, drawing a salvo of Trump Twitter attacks on both the ambassador and, quote, foolish May for standing by him. He was due to leave his post anyway at the end of the year. May is leaving even sooner, this month, and the spat has played into the contest for her successor, with some laying the blame for Derrick's resignation at the door of Boris Johnson, the frontrunner and a former foreign minister, who pointedly declined to say he'd remain in Washington if he became prime minister. Johnson's comments on Wednesday looked like a hasty climb down.
I think he was a superb diplomat, and I worked with him for many years.
An inquiry has been launched into how the leak happened.
Lucy Fielder of Reuters. President Trump said Wednesday he would soon substantially increase economic sanctions against Iran, even as the United States accused Tehran of nuclear extortion by breaching the 2015 nuclear treaty. The U.S. said in a statement to an emergency International Atomic Energy Agency meeting in Vienna that there was no credible reason for Iran to expand its nuclear program, and there is no way to read this as anything other than a crude and transparent attempt to extort payments from the international community. Iran is already reeling from sanctions that Trump reimposed on the Islamic Republic when he pulled the U.S. out of the nuclear accord last year. Tehran has been appealing to the remaining signatories to help it overcome the crippling effect of the U.S. sanctions. And a new report is calling attention to allegations detained migrant children are being mistreated at Customs and Border Protection facilities in Arizona. NBC News reported Tuesday it obtained accounts of nearly 30 children whose stories were documented by case managers from the Department of Health and Human Services. The report cited cases including one boy who said agents from CBP took away mats from cells and forced children to sleep on a concrete floor because they complained about the taste of their food. Other cases included children being given only a Mylar blanket and made to sleep outside, or reports of being denied the chance to make phone calls or take a shower. A CBP spokesperson was quoted as saying the allegations do not align with common practice at our facilities and will be fully investigated. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.